JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sure you got straight A's since preschool, right?
Are you kidding? My girlfriend wasn't the only one with 34 C's in high school. You know what I'm saying?
The Don and Mike Show. No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, I don't like to pre-promote stuff in advance, but when it's good, you got to do it.
Yeah.
We didn't get the Super Bowl champion on our show, Peyton Manning. We don't get anybody from the World Series. Nobody from the Stanley Cup, from the NBA Finals.
No.
However, next Friday, in studio, we will be having an exclusive interview with the winner of the Westminster Dog Show.
Yes.
The winning dog.
That is exciting.
The winning dog will be here.
That is incredible. The Springer Spaniel.
Yeah. Yes, the dog.
Oh, that's great.
The dog lives in the D.C. area.
Oh, that's right.
And the handler.
Fairfax, actually.
The handler is a fan of the show,
uh-huh.
And the dog will be doing his or her first exclusive interview with us.
That's
next Friday.
That is fantastic.
James the dog.
James.
James.
James the dog.
Like beautiful that. Dog. I've seen the dog's picture in the paper.
There he is.
That's a good boy.
The Westminster Dog Show, the whole best in show thing.
Saw a picture of the dog eating steak at Sardi's restaurant in New York.
Sure.
That's a big tradition.
Only 7 days until we interview him exclusively.
Count him down.
There he is now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike. I got a question for you.
Fire away.
Okay, you trust Don, right?
Yes.
Okay, for this Peter North experiment, I was wondering if when you guys are on vacation, if you'll lay down on your back and have Don stand at your feet.
No.
They've tried that. I don't see any reason why I can't work that way. I think you know, it depends on how many days he goes without.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm totally gay for you.
That's a little too queer.
That Scrubs clip.
Well,
I want to make sure that they
Don and Mike
my
here.
Props.
Hello.
It's us you're talking with. Hi there.
Yes, sir. The Scrubs clip. Yes, sir. Remember yesterday I called and said you had a vasovagal reflux? Reflex, sorry.
No, I don't remember that call. Wes has been one of the great calls we got yesterday.
Bagel,
you said. Did you see Scrubs last night where he was sitting on the toilet and he passed out?
He got dizzy and he passed out.
I didn't see Scrubs. We just had a funny tape from Scrubs.
Yeah. No, we haven't seen it. We haven't watched it back yet.
All right.
But we will. We promise.
Thank you, sir.
Are you the doctor that called in?
Yes, I am.
Are you really a doctor?
Yeah.
Like on Scrubs?
What are you, like a foot doctor or what? Not a real doctor.
No, I'm an internist.
You're an internist and you is this like your break time every day?
Yeah, it's my time to go home every day.
Oh.
Make sure you call every day.
Dr. House, shouldn't you be pulling like a 25-foot tapeworm out of someone right now?
No, those people are morons. They work too hard.
If I did that, I'd have to save her. Hey, thank you for that.
That would be prudent. That's why I've got my parking space.
And the funniest part of that guy is when you see him on an award show, and he's like, hello. I'm so glad to be on the show, House.
First time I heard him, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Don? Mike, Buzz, everybody in there. Hey, I got something totally unrelated to everything, but I ran across it yesterday. Thought you might like it.
Yeah.
The mother from Family Ties, I think her name was Meredith Baxter.
Right.
Right.
I found a new picture of her. Well, her breasts anyway. if you Google images on her, you'll find it. She's got magnificent breasts.
Come on. All right. Meredith Baxter Bernie.
Someone Google those boobs, please.
Remember the show Bridget Loves Bernie?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it the Bridget Loves Bernie era, the family era, or the Family Ties era? Where does it fall in her career, or God forbid, the present day?
Jesus, oh, I don't know. I was barely born then.
I hope it's not like she is now in a Lifetime movie. Yeah. And isn't she one of those actresses that went really, like, squirrely?
Yeah, and I think it happened during It actually happened during Family Ties.
Toward the end, yeah. I think nowadays she'd look like Meredith Baxter burn victim.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Today's the day after Thursday. Hello.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear God.
I'm out now.
Man,
I'm out.
It's been how long has it been?
Mike, it's got to have been 5 years, maybe. Longer than that.
Incredible.
They put me away for seven.
Oh, seven and I, we've actually met this guy.
Yeah, we have. He's come to some of our live shows before.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, hi.
Do you remember how weird this guy was?
He was just as weird as he sounds.
Hey, guys.
Amazing.
I'm the Today is Wednesday, the Day After Tuesday guy.
Yeah, hey.
And that's all he's capable of doing.
That's his entire bit.
Yeah, I'm like a one-trick pony. Yeah.
Why so long?
Well, I was away. I was away somewhere.
I was away somewhere.
All right, give us your trademark gag, and then we're going to end this call.
Yes, Mike knows it well.
That's how he ends it.
That's it. That's always how he ends it.
Today is Friday, the day after Thursday, and then he'll go la 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 la.
I can't get a larger picture for you right now of Meredith Baxter in this partially topless photo.
Wow.
But larger than I think anyone expected.
TV Bomb's nude page. Hey, that caller was right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sizable, I'd say.
Yeah.
That looks like a young picture of her, too.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think it can be genuine.
You know what?
It doesn't look Photoshopped to you?
Well, I don't think we would have noticed that. Awfully. On family.
She could strap them down, Rob. Yeah. Buzz, turn that back around, that screen. You know what I call that?
What do you call that?
Target practice. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Mike, got a question for you.
Oh, yes.
I've had something on my mind since the Super Bowl. And
only if it's a theory, not a question, please.
Well, it is a theory. But you know Jim Nancy, right?
Yes, Brent.
Doesn't he look like a younger Charles Grodin, the actor?
I'm glad you wanted to single Mike out with that bit of wisdom.
Does that mean I have to answer that? I have to take
Jim Nance.
Good to be with you, sir. And this trophy right here today will be in the hands for the first time ever. An African-American coach will hoist the Lombardi trophy.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
I think Jim Nance does resemble Charles Grodin when it comes to the hair. There are similar hair patterns with Grodin, but not in the face at all.
Face. Hello. Donna Mike show.
Yes, this is Kim Jong-il.
Okay.
Hello.
It's audition Friday.
Like I said, sometimes on this show on Friday, it's phone optional. We've not gotten to that point yet, but we are considering it. It is Kim Jong-il's birthday. In that Thing and Parade magazine from last weekend where they rated the top 20 dictators, I was really surprised that he was not number one. He was like number four.
Very surprising. He's a famous dictator.
Current. So what we have now are a bunch of phone numbers, and I misspoke before when I said that we had phone numbers in South Korea. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, guess what? It's a communist country. You can't just, like, pick up the phone and call McDonald's.
Well, you said South Korea.
What did I mean?
North Korea is the communist country. We can't call North Korea.
That's
so we are calling South Korea. And before the break, you said we were calling South Korea, so you had it right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then why are the phone numbers that I have in front of me all from Baltimore and D.C.?
Because those are Korean restaurants.
Korean restaurants.
We're calling Korean restaurants.
All right, well.
So we can ask them at the Korean restaurants what their thoughts are on the birth of.
I'm sorry I didn't arrive for the meeting today before the show. I just got an email that said we'll be calling South Korea, and I said, hey, great. It's Kim Jong-il's birthday.
Yes. Well, you know, I think the South Korean restaurants, or, you know, in general, the Korean restaurants will have to suffice.
All right, let me see, Mike. You want to call Kohang?
Kohang. Let's call Kohang.
Kohang is in Baltimore.
Very good.
All right. Now, let it ring for one moment to establish we're dialing.
Oh, that's the Korean block.
It's a communist block.
Kim Jong-il. And may I be the first one on the show to say, happy birthday, dear leader. As he is referred to in his country.
Maybe the only one.
Let me try another one of these. How about a restaurant called Gunsan?
Gunsan? Let's A and Dom when we call him. Yeah. Let's show him the guns. Show him the guns, Ron Burgundy.
Okay, here we go. Gunsan. There's a ring. And now Rob will get someone's permission.
Very good. Hopefully.
This could be tricky.
Tell them it might be the biggest carryout order of their lives.
Amen.
We'll do that old Imus bit where we'll order 10,000 ribs.
Hello? Is this Gunsan Restaurant? Are you Korean?
Rob, now, see, that's a question we don't need.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Just ask them if they want to come on the air.
Will you come on the radio? Hello?
Oh, dear.
Hello?
I think they were Korean, but you're right. I spoke.
You simply asked to come on radio.
Okay, here we go. Let's try another one.
Happy birthday, dear leader.
Namsan Garden.
Namsan Garden.
That sounds pleasant.
Happy birthday to you,
dear leader.
Happy birthday.
Robbie, got an answer there?
Dear leader.
You have to dial a one.
Dial a one.
One because it's up in Baltimore. Calling Korean restaurants to get some thoughts on the birth of Kim Jong-il, the birthday celebration.
Right. How old is he today?
We are sorry. All circuits are now busy. Please try your call later.
Buzz, no matter how old he is, he looks marvelous.
Ageless.
Great golfer.
Yeah, he actually shot for 18 holes with 28.
Yeah.
First time he ever played golf.
Amazing score.
All right, there's a ring at the Bamboo House.
Now we're talking.
The Bamboo House in Baltimore, Maryland.
We sure that's Korean?
Yes.
All right.
I thought we were calling South Korea today. What do I know?
We probably could, you know, just call information.
It's South Baltimore.
South Korea. You know, we could call McDonald's in Seoul.
How's it going there, Robbie?
Four rings.
Four rings.
S-E-O-U-L.
Right. Seoul Patrol. Taylor Hicks.
And that guy that thought he was Taylor Hicks. My favorite.
You know, this is going nowhere fast.
You're right.
This is really going nowhere fast.
We're on the road to nowhere.
All right, I will try one more and then screw it.
Hi, this is Surf.
Maybe they're closed for his birthday?
What?
Maybe they're closed for his birthday.
We will close all restaurants. Okay, all bamboo houses will be closed.
Kabjua.
Kabjua?
Kabjua. Sounds like your kind of place. Kabjua.
Kaboha.
Well, oh, I see.
Kaboha.
I see. Kaboha Restaurant? Is this the restaurant? Good. Will you come on the radio with Don and Mike?
There we go.
No, come on the radio with us.
Please.
Speak. Yeah, you have to speak Korean, Rob. You have to. It's cultural. We would be honored to have you to come on our gracious radio show to celebrate the birth of Dear Leader. Come on.
I've been put on, she's calling for the manager.
Would you like to come on world-famous radio program to celebrate birth of Dear Leader? We would be very grateful for your presence on American radio. And he's still doing, I'm Mr. American.
What school do you go to?
He's the worst at this.
Hello.
He's the worst.
Is there a chance you could slip me some food?
Oh, my.
We would be honored to have your presence on radio show to celebrate birth of Dear Leader.
Listen to this.
Okay. Line 9.
Line 9.
Good stuff.
Success. There we go. Line 9. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, please. I'm sorry. Right now, this he's not here.
That's okay. That's okay. Can we ask you one question? Yeah.
Yeah. Are you happy that it is Kim Jong-il's birthday today?
Oh.
Dear Leader's birthday today.
How do you feel about the birthday of the Dear Leader?
Oh, thank you. Oh,
thank
you. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, please.
Hold on. Hold on, please.
She's going to check.
How do you feel about the birthday of Dear Leader?
Great Leader. Dear Leader, I'm sorry.
I think Great Leader was his father, though. I think, maybe.
My daddy.
Great Leader. Or Dear Father.
Who your daddy?
I think his father was Great Leader, and he's Dear Leader.
I am Great Leader.
I am Little Dear Leader.
Hello.
Hello. Oh.
All we needed.
Hello.
There we go.
Listen to this.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike Show, and we're wondering how you feel about Dear Leader's birthday today.
Yes, how do you feel about the birthday of Kim Jong-il?
In your Korean restaurant.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Do you have a special today? A dictator special?
Short ribs?
You know why? Because you got a lot of noise in the back there.
Yeah. Noise on the line?
Yeah.
No, you got lots of noise in the background.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Kim Jong-il's birthday?
Kim Jong-who?
Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il?
Yes. It's his birthday today.
Kim Jong-il.
His birthday?
Yes, it's his birthday. How do you feel about that?
I don't care about him.
There, we got an answer. I don't care about him.
Uh-huh.
You think he's a good guy or a bad guy?
he's the worst guy in the world.
Worst guy in the world.
The worst guy in the world.
Yeah.
Are you Korean, sir?
Yes, I do. Well, actually, I came from South, so.
Okay, you came from South Korea. What's what's the best thing on the menu at your restaurant?
What is the best thing on your menu? What is the best in my menu?
Yes.
Our restaurant?
Yes.
Well, it's a soup.
Soup?
Yeah, soup.
Soup. Time of year. Soup. Mm-hmm. How's the cat?
Huh?
How's the cat today?
How was what?
How's the cat? If I want a deep fried cat.
What is good?
Could
it's
he
good?
Mm-hmm. He can get that for you.
Would you like to say anything to our audience in Korean?
Well.
Anything you'd like to say to Kim Jong-il?
In Korea?
In Korea. Yes, in Korea.
In Korea.
And then tell us what you said after you said it.
Well.
Go ahead.
A message to Kim Jong-il.
And now a birthday message for Kim Jong-il.
From a guy at a Korean restaurant.
Nothing?
I don't know, man.
You don't know, man.
Fear reprisals?
You don't know, man.
What's the special today?
Oh, we have, fish stew.
Fish stew?
Yeah.
No. Isn't Bobby Lee funny?
Hot and spicy.
Hot and spicy.
Isn't Bobby Lee funny when he pretends to be Dear Leader?
I don't understand. What did he say?
Bobby Lee. You know Bobby Lee?
Bobby Lee! I think I heard about it.
Oh, you heard about Bobby Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, funny man.
Funny man.
Can you tell a joke in Korean?
I know it's Johnny Yoo, though.
Johnny Yoo?
Uh-huh.
Johnny Yoo. Yeah, we know Johnny Yoo.
We know Johnny Yoon.
Johnny Yoon, baby. Is it busy at your restaurant?
Yes, we're busy.
Very, very busy.
Who is a bigger dictator, George Bush or Kim Jong-il?
Good question.
Oh, of course, W. George Bush.
Of course, W. George Bush.
Of course. He thinks you were saying who's better, really, I think. I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, he's the best man.
He's the best man.
Do you have a comment about Anna Nicole Smith?
What was that?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, then I don't understand.
Oh, she's a great American star.
Do you serve fried bananas?
Good question.
What was that?
Do you serve coconut ice cream?
No, sir.
Do you serve sticky rice?
No, we don't serve no ice creams.
No ice creams?
No.
What do you serve for dessert?
Well, we have a dessert for, fried creams and like that.
Do you have a bunch of, those...
Fried creams?
Do you have a bunch of those ducks that have their heads cut off that are hanging in the window of your place?
Yeah, we do.
Ooh.
Hey.
You look like a greasy saxophone.
We steam that.
Do you serve sundu bujjigae?
Live fish also, we steam that.
Steam fish?
Mm-hmm.
But do you have sundu bujjigae?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, good.
What is that, Rob?
I don't know. It's a specialty of the house at Arirang Restaurant. I just want to know if they stack
it
up.
Okay. What station is this?
We are on...
This is WKYS.
Okay.
The People Station.
Oh, I see.
Would you like to say anything at all to Kim Jong-il?
I already said that he's a bad person. Yeah.
Can you say that in Korean?
Oh, he's a 나쁜 사람입니다.
Yeah. That's what we wanted.
Thank you for being on WKYS.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you, you too.
Power to the people.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, it was worth the wait.
Sure.
It was worth the wait with old Fumbles back there on the phone.
Another fabulous bit in the year of the dog.
And now to...
Talk it up, Don.
And now with a special birthday dedication, here's a long-distance one for Kim Jong-il in one of the Koreas.
Unforgettable.
This is an amazing intro, isn't it?
It's a hard one to hit.
You know whose fault that is? That's Jackie Chan's fault for waiting too long to sing.
And forevermore.
Jackie Chan.
You're the pig, by the way.
Hello. Oh, it's the year of the pig. Sorry, I said year of the dog.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey,
It's the year of the Anna Nicole.
Hey,
I'm speaking ill of the dead. What? I'm sorry?
Meredith, back to Bernie.
Yes.
And her breasts. Remember when Mr. Skin was on? He used to talk about it all the time in the TV movie back in the late 70s or early 80s called My Breasts.
Really?
You know what?
Hold on. I do remember this. It was about one of those Lifetime movies about breast cancer, right?
Right.
And I like it when they call her Meredith Baxter Burney. Yeah. Her former married name.
Exactly. Well, I just thought I'd just refresh your guys' memory a little bit.
All right. Yours, guys' is.
Oh.
Yours, guys' is.
Does anybody remember the, and I don't before I ask this question, the name of the actor who played Burney on Bridget Loves Burney? Because I think he had a weird name. That's all I can remember.
Was it David...
Steinberg?
It wasn't David Steinberg. Rob.
Oh, you know who it was?
Who was it? Jerry Jewy? Who was it?
No, it was David Burney.
David
Burney.
Bridget Loves Burney.
David Burney.
And Burney loves Bridget's breasts.
Was it David Steinberg?
You know who else was in the show, Mike?
Who?
David Doyle.
David Doyle? My God, Meredith. You've got the most magnificent breasts I've ever seen. What do you think of that, Angel?
Steinberg. It's David Steinberg. Hi, Rob, it's David Steinberg.
I'm not taking that call.
It was either that or Myron Cohen.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. I swear to God, this show is looser than my bowels. God, this is a really loose show today.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hello.
Love the show. I've listened to you guys since the Wave of Days, but I have a question for Buzz.
Yeah, he's here.
Yes, sir.
I got a little package today from Czechoslovakia, from the Green Fairy, and I wanted to know your preferred version with the sugar cube, with the water, or caramelize it and put it in.
Buzz, isn't this really on our web? I know we kid like and we say go to RegisandKathyLee.com to the recipe page, but
we should put it on.
Don't
the
we really have this on our webpage at
this
some point?
This is maybe the most frequently asked question: is how to do this. Just pour it through some sugar with cold water, and then look on the internet. You should find something there. Do we have that on our website? Not yet. Do we have that, Johnny? Anything
Johnny,
for absent?
I don't believe we do, unless it was in the recap from the absent show, which it may be.
All right, well, we'll see if we can get it up there.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Chef Buzz R.D.
Enjoy your NyQuil. Sorry. That's what it tastes like. NyQuil.
But you like that. And you liked it.
I certainly did.
You liked it.
You did, too.
Oh, you're goddamn right I did. Man, me like you a lot. Me like you that almost as much as me like you painting.
You mean painting the ceiling?
Oh, that kind of painting.
Painting.
Are you going back to that once again?
Painting with my love.
God.
It's an abstract painting, actually.
Pollock.
That's my name.
That's going to be your name this weekend. Pollock.
Donnie Pollock. That'll be the fake name I'm registered at the hotel under. Exactly.
Donnie Pollock.
So everybody, if you want to call and get me at 2 o'clock in the morning, days in, name Donnie Pollock. Pollock.
Donnie Pollock.
And, of course, Mike will be there as Yaz.
Yes, as I always am.
When you call for Mitram, just say, is Yaz there?
You'll get right through.
The Yazmeister.
Yazman.
What is this? Dear alcohol. What is this thing?
Oh, it's a love letter to alcohol.
A love letter to alcohol? I almost said that like I was drunk.
You did.
A love letter to alcohol?
How did you get that?
I don't know. It was probably it's addressed to Mike, isn't it?
No one was supposed to see that.
Mike wrote it.
What does it say? Dear alcohol. First and foremost, let me tell you I'm a huge fan of yours. As my friend, you always seem to be there when needed. The perfect post-work cocktail, a beer at the game, or even around the holidays. Hidden inside chocolates as you warm us when we're stuck in the midst of family gatherings. However, alcohol, lately I've been wondering about your intentions. I believe you have my best interest at heart. But I have to ask, one, phone calls. Alcohol, while I agree with you communication's important, I question the suggestion that any conversation take place after 2 a.m. Alcohol, why do you make me call that guy when I know for a fact he did not want to hear from me during the day, let alone at 2 in the morning? Alcohol, let's talk about eating. You know I love a good meal. Why do you suggest I eat a taco with chili sauce, along with a big Italian meatball and some stale chips, washed down with wine and topped off with a Kit Kat after a few cheese curls? I'm an eclectic eater, but you've gone too far. How many things are there? God,
letter.
Clumsiness, hangovers, sleep.
What's it say about hangovers?
Alcohol. And again, this is written, every paragraph starts alcohol, comma, like you're writing a letter.
You're speaking to alcohol.
Right. Keep saying over and over. Alcohol, these hangovers have got to stop.
Oh, boy.
This is getting ridiculous. I know a little penance for our previous evening's debauchery may be in order, but the 3 p.m. hangover is completely unacceptable. My entire day is shot. And then you have the things that are the most difficult to say when drunk.
Okay.
Innovative. Preliminary. Proliferation.
That's a good one.
And cinnamon.
Where's Jeremy Piven?
It should be on there.
Hold on. Those are difficult.
Right. Uh-huh.
Here are things that are very difficult to say when drunk.
Okay.
Specifically.
It actually comes out with many fewer syllables.
British Constitution.
We should have had this for the absent show.
We'll have it for tomorrow night, Mike.
Ah, very good. Yeah, bring that with you.
Passive-aggressive disorder. And things that are downright impossible to say when you are drunk.
Okay, lay them on us.
These are not even good. They're all jokes. Thanks, I don't want to have sex.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. No more beer for me. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you're not my type. Oh, I couldn't. No one wants to hear me sing. Good evening, officer.
There they all are. Alcohol.
The love letter to alcohol.
Open wonderful letter. Stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Let's break because there's all kinds of funny material just lying around here today. What?
I also have to deliver my my package to Kim Jong-il for the Dear Leader's birthday.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.